Our jazz feature this evening, our tribute to the beginning of Black History Month. And we heard the Freedom Now Suite by the ensemble led by the great drummer-composer Max Roach. All the music was composed by Max Roach, and he collaborated on the lyrics with the late, great Oscar Brown Jr. And the people in the core ensemble of Max's was the late, great Booker Little on trumpet, Julian Priester on trombone, Walter Benton on tenor saxophone, Jimmy Schenck on bass, and of course Mr. Roach on drums. The vocals were done by Abby Lincoln, and the cameo appearance on the very first composition of this was by the father of the tenor saxophone, the great Coleman Hawkins. Then on the two final selections, the African selections, the core ensemble was augmented by Michael Ulutonji on conga drums, and he did some vocalizing, Ray Mantillo and Thomas Duval on extra percussion. And everything was recorded in two sessions in New York City in August and early September of 1960. The compositions we heard, the first one was the talking about slavery, and with this fine vocal by Abby Lincoln and the tenor saxophone solo by Coleman Hawkins, we heard Drive a Man. And then Freedom Day with the ensemble. And then the centerpiece of the whole album was the triptych, the three pieces, Prayer, Protest, and Peace, with just Miss Lincoln on vocals and Max Roach on drums. Then the two pieces dedicated to Africa with the added percussionist, we heard All Africa. And the final piece was the lament for all the innocent people that were killed in Sharpeville outside of Johannesburg. They were massacred by the police at the time, and for protesting against conditions there. And it was known as the Sharpeville Massacre, and we heard the dedication to the memory of that in a Max Roach composition called Tears for Johannesburg. Winding up the album, the original album was issued on a very small independent New York label that put out a lot of great stuff, Candid Records. And this recording has become a classic in many ways, and a tribute to the growing awareness of Max Roach and the civil rights movement of the late 50s and early 60s. And of course, Mr. Roach continued throughout his long and distinguished career to rail against the injustices of society and continue to stay on top of things right up until his untimely death. Our jazz feature next week is a very famous recording by Charles Mingus, perhaps one of my favorites by Mingus. It's called Tijuana Moods. And we're going to hear the alternate version of that. There was an LP put out with the original thing, and it was badly edited and chopped up. It's still a classic, but this is the alternate version, because there were a bunch of alternate takes, and they were able to put them together seamlessly. And it's a very interesting, those of you that are familiar with the original will be very surprised at some of the differences and some of the similarities in the alternate version of this incredible Charles Mingus performance called Tijuana Moods. So that's next week on the Jazz Feature. Meanwhile, we got to get out of here. So stay tuned now for Robert Previte and Sore Throats and Clapping Hands. And he's going to take you long into the evening. Meanwhile, my name's Gavin Walker. We'd like to thank once again Chris Davis for coming out here and making an appearance on The Jazz Show. And myself, Gavin Walker, and The Jazz Show. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in 7 days. Bye-bye. Oh!
CITR 101.9 FM. It's what the whales are talking about.
Serpents is a track from Sharon Van Etten, and it's off her brand new album called Tramp. It's our third album out. It's out on Jag Jaguar Records. You can check out more info at jagjaguar.com. And I think it's her second album out on that label. Her first one is some sort of independent release. Anyways, hopefully you got the chance to see her when she came here in the summer. She played here twice. She played once at the Media Club, and I do believe she played at Venue, so hopefully she'll be coming back to Vancouver sometime soon. Anyways, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM at the University of British Columbia. Current show is Canada Post Rock, and I am your host, P-Bone. And I'm going to be on air until 1 a.m. this lovely February 28th evening. Hope everyone's doing pretty good and enjoying the leap year that's coming up. If you have any requests, give me a call at 604-822-2487, and I got tons of stuff to you coming up on the show. Stuff from Ukpik, James Ferraro, some pretty cool stuff from Locrian and Mammifer. But to start off the program, we're going to start off with something from the Constantine singer. His name is Bree Webb, and he's got a new solo album out called Provider, and you can hear a track off of that. And I do believe he did a pretty big tour opening up for Feist and opened up for her on a bunch of Canadian dates. You can check out some more info at his at this label called idefixerecords.com, and that's IDEE. I'd like to mention again, check out the show's website, canadapostrock.ca, and there's lots of podcasts and playlists. I haven't put up last week's playlist yet. I'm just a little bit behind schoolwork and stuff like that. Anyways, don't forget to check out CITR's website, citr.ca, for everything you need to know about this lovely radio station here. So you're going to hear a track from Bree Webb, and then we'll see what we get to after that. It's right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Bree Webb with Rivers of Gold.
I was swimming in a sky-falling river. I was driven by the sound. I was waking up early in the morning. I was sleeping on the ground. I was walking in a crater of diamonds. I was talking to a dog. I was thinking no thoughts against anyone. I was singing a simple song. Rivers of gold. Rivers of gold. Isn't it fine when your time ain't bought and sold? Rivers of gold. I was working in a gold rush city. I was playing in a band. We had an understanding. Only we could understand. I was making a decent living in the Yukon territory. Thinking of all those who came before me, I'm the one most free. Rivers of gold. Rivers of gold. Isn't it fine when your time ain't bottom so? Rivers of gold. Off of the mountain, free of fear and full of lust, I was standing beside the highway, feeling fortune's flags adjust. I was waking up early in the morning. I was sleeping on the ground. I was swimming in a sky-fallen river. I was driven by the sound. Rivers of gold. rivers of gold. Isn't it fine when your time ain't bottom so? Rivers of gold.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and I am your host, P-Bone, coming at you at the University of British Columbia. I don't know what I'm talking about. Anyways, what you just heard was Bree Webb, and it's something off his new solo album, and you heard a track called Rivers of Gold, if you can tell by him saying that repeatedly. It's from the new album called Provider. Check it out. It's out on E-Day Fixe Records. And I think they're a newer Toronto label. So we'll change it up from the singer-songwriter stuff and get into some more usual experimental stuff. You can hear something from Victoria in a new split cassette from two experimental artists out there. One of them is named Ookpik, and that's O-O-K-P-I-K-K. And this is a split that he did with a guy named Adam Sykaly. And you can check out more info at placemachine.com. Pretty sure that's the label that they put this out. And you hear a track called Ascent. And Ookpik is really very textured, organic, kind of almost glitchy electronica in some ways. Very heavy texture stuff. And he's got about four tracks on here. And the other Adam guy has like one 20-minute song. So maybe we'll play that sometime in the future. After that, you can hear something from James Ferraro, one of my longtime favorites over the past couple of years. He's a very twisted noise artist that sounds very similar to a lot of 80s TV shows and video games. He used to be in a group called The Skaters with a guy named Spencer Clark, but in the past couple of years has been mainly focusing on a lot of his solo stuff. Farside Virtual has been probably one of his biggest albums the past couple of years. He's gotten tons of reviews online. So check out some more stuff from James Ferraro if you get a chance. You can find tons online. Anyways, so right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is Ookpik, followed by James Ferraro. Thank you.
Born in Nova Scotia in 1911, mezzo-soprano Portia White is considered to be one of the greatest concert singers of all time. She took voice lessons at the Halifax Conservatory of Music and began singing on radio broadcasts hosted by her father in the Ninth Auditorium. She gained acclaim across North America following in July 1967.
This PSA was brought to you in support of Black History Month on CITR 101.9 FM.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was the one and only James Ferraro with a track called Sim. That was taken from the Far Side Virtual album. And before that was Ukpek with a track called Ascent off the split cassette album that he put out. And that's a Victoria-based electronic artist. Check out more stuff from him. He's got pretty rad stuff coming out. So you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM at the University of British Columbia. I'm your host, P-Bone, and we'll get into some more Canadian experimental stuff. You can hear something from a really cool compilation, just full of chock full of experimental Canadian music. It's called Music Works, and you can check out more info at musicworks.ca. And you'll hear something from an artist named Nico Molai, and he has a They have a track called Motion, and you can hear that. Really, really great stuff on this compilation. I do believe it's like a music, it's a magazine, and you get all these experimental artists on there. Really, really cool stuff that you probably wouldn't find anywhere else. So we're just going to hear this track, and then we'll see what we get to after that. It's right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is a sample from the musicworks.ca compilation.
Thank you. Thank you.
And that was local group Phaedra, and that was a track called Ode to the Swinger, I believe. And you can check out some more info at phaedraamor.com or at dapsrecords.com. I know this album has just been tearing up the charts here at CITR. It's been on, being played on tons of shows, so it's doing pretty well on our charts. So it's always great that CITR plays the local music. And prior to that, you heard something from the Music Works compilation, and you heard a track called Motion. And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and you got about half an hour left on the program, so we'll try to cram in the hits as much as we can. And right now you can hear an artist that I've been listening to quite a bit in the past year. They're called Locrian, and they have a really cool collaboration album out with a duo out of Seattle called Mammifer. And Mammifer is a husband and wife duo, and they're collaborating with Locrian, who are based out of Chicago. Very heavy, doomy metal, similar to Sun, if you're familiar with them. And if you tune into the show, I played a Locrian quite a bit. They've put out a bunch of 7-inches and stuff like that I've been playing. Anyways, you can hear a track off their new double LP called Bless Them That Curse You. And it's a pretty limited edition vinyl. It's about 550 copies, and there's 3 sides, super nice color vinyl. It's put out on UTech Records. Check out more info at utechrecords.com. That's UTECH. And pick it up early if you can, because I know I was trying to pick up some Locrian stuff from them, but they ended up selling out, so I just was out of luck and I never got them. Anyways, this is a track called In Fulminic Blaze, and it's around a 10-minute track. So we'll just hear this, and then we'll get back to you and talk to you some more. It's right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Locrian and Mammifer.
Thank you.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the UBC Westside area at
The Australian Boot Company, Banyan Books, The Bike Kitchen, The Eatery, Fresh's Best Salsa, Gargoyle's Grill, Gumdrops, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and the UBC Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and I am your host, P-Bone. And what you just heard was something from Locrian and Mammifer. Locrian are a kind of post-metal trio from Chicago, and Mammifer are a male-female husband and wife duo from Seattle. And together they have a brand new compilation, or I should say a collaboration album out on Locrian's label. Well, it's not Locrian's label. They're called UTech Records. Anyways, they have an album out called Bless Them That Curse You. Double LP, colored vinyl, super nice. Pick it up at utechrecords.com. And you're listening to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM, and I am your host, P-Bone. And don't forget to check out the show's website, canadapostrock.ca. And I guess I'm going to leave you this evening with a pretty long track. And you can hear it's kind of a drone eerie group called let me see, it's kind of hard to pronounce. They're called Je Suis Le Petit Chevalier, and I do believe they're a duo, and they make really haunting droney music with some female whispers. And you're gonna hear a track off the album called L'Enfant Sauvage, and you'll hear a track called No Talisman. It's around 15 minutes, so that'll probably take you around till 1 a.m. tonight. So stay tuned to CITR. There's plenty of good stuff coming up for you. And keep it locked on CITR Radio, and there's plenty of good music coming up your way. I'll be here next week with some more great tunes. So stay tuned for more great music on CITR. This is a track called No Talisman.
Thank you.